News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw has indicated that Jamaica is exploring the implementation of a cautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, after the current extended fund facility agreement ends. Mr. Shaw says based on Jamaica's improving economic outlook and with the country's balance of payments on an upward trajectory, a cautionary standby arrangement seems most appropriate going forward.
What would happen is that you continue on your program of structural reform in various areas with specific measurable performance objectives, and at the same time you have a standby arrangement with potential financial support in the event that you need it. Natural disasters, oil shocks, those sort of things.
The finance minister was speaking at an IMF press conference at the office of the prime minister recently. Adjudication committees are to be established in three additional parishes under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. Adjudication committees are set up to help determine ownership for land parcels where claimants have produced no documentation. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the committees are to be established in St. Mary, Portland, and St. Thomas. He adds that legislative reform is being planned to help underscore their work.
A draft bill amending the Registration of Titles, Cadastral Mapping and Tenure Clarification Act is being finalized. The amended bill is aimed at making the law more culturally relevant so that recognition may be given to the manner in which many landowners give, buy and sell land.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a ceremony to hand over land titles under LAMP at the office of the Prime Minister last Tuesday. More than 200 citizens were presented with titles under the program. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, in partnership with the United States Embassy, has launched the body-worn camera project aimed at improving transparency in the conduct of police operations. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the initiative is expected to improve interactions between law enforcement officers and members of the public.
Building trust between the police and the citizens they serve is therefore of critical importance. Without this trust, policing would be ineffective and the drive to build a safer Jamaica would be doomed to fail.
120 body cameras will be issued to JCF personnel from the St. Andrew Central, St. Andrew South, Kingston Eastern, Kingston Central, Motorized Patrol, and Traffic Divisions. Data captured from the devices will be uploaded at the end of each tour of duty. The first phase of training for the use of the cameras has already been completed. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is encouraging parents to utilize the approved list endorsed by the Ministry of Education when making purchases for textbooks. The appeal comes as the CAC carries out its role to assist consumers in making wise decisions in finding the most affordable prices for textbooks. Chief Executive Officer at the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says this year the agency's annual school textbook price survey, done in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, was executed between July 25 and August 5.
What we found this year is that we had a general increase in prices of an average of 4%. For the Kingston and Metropolitan, we had an average increase of 5%. But for the rest of Jamaica, it was basically 4%.
Consumers are being encouraged to visit the agency's website at cac.gov.jm and access what is called a price inquiry tool to help them in the process. Parents are also being encouraged to take advantage of the National Textbook Rental Scheme or purchase pre-owned books. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.